Well, good morning, True Light. Good morning. Since I walk with Christ, I am okay. Since I walk with him, I know that it's going to be all right. First, giving honor and glory to God. Thank you for allowing me to stand before you. Thank you. I would like to thank Pastor Golson, Miss Melvia, as well as Miss Kathy Callum, the entire Women's Day Committee, just for allowing and entrusting me to be up here and stand before you, to stand before True Light. As well, I would like to thank my mother for that wonderful introduction. I would like to also just thank all of my family and friends who have come out to support me from long distance, from all over the world. As my mom said, she'll tell you about that later. Well, our theme today is women bearing one another's burdens. It comes from Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Once you find that in your Bible, can I please get you to stand? It reads, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ has forgiven you, you must also do. But above all of these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to which you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one in palms and hymns and spiritual songs with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the eternal and almighty God, thank you for allowing us to be here today. Thank you for all that you do, Lord. Thank you for being in our hearts. Thank you for being the one and only God. We appreciate all that you do. Lord, please speak through me. Allow me to be a vessel to your people. Allow me to touch someone's heart, to touch someone's life, and allow someone to take something away from what you have spoken through me today. Lord, I give you honor. I give you glory. And all praise. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, our theme text today comes from Colossians 3, 12 through 17. As well, 12 through 17 says, therefore. When something in the Bible says, therefore, that means that there was an event that took place prior to something happened. That means that something very important happening to this before. There are several events that took place. In verses 1 through 10, the Apostle Paul shares with the Colossian church, saying, put away the sinful nature and put on Christ Jesus. He instructed them to set their minds on the things above and not the earthly things. He instructed them to put to death their earthly natures, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. He also told them that they need to put off anger, filthy language, hate, lies, and negativity, because it's the contrary of the character of God. Paul is letting us know that today, if we confess that we have been born again, old things have passed, and behold, all things have become new. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Apostle Paul also reminds them that neither Greek, Jew, black, or white are exempt. All is in Christ, and Christ is in all. The Apostle Paul let them know in 12 through 13, therefore, the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you must also do so. I would like to say today, as women of God, let it not be named among us that we gossip, bite back, tear down one another, think morally of ourselves, think highly of ourselves as we should not to. It is the will of God that we carry ourselves as godly women, that we have compassion for one another. As well, the Apostle Paul reminds us that we need to take heed in the word of God and examine ourselves on a continual basis and know that we are pleasing in God's eyesight. There are five qualities that he mentioned: tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. But these are just a few, and it doesn't stop there. Tender mercies are very personal, individualized blessings such as strength, protection, and support. Kindness is the quality of being considerate. Humility is to be humble. Humble yourselves. Meekness is to be submissive. Submissive to one another. As well as long-suffering is showing patience in the spite of troubles. And while you're doing this, do it out of love. Humble your heart peacefully in God. Well, what does it mean to bear one another's burdens? To bear means to endure, to not harm, and not to retaliate. To forgive literally means just as Jesus forgave you, we must also forgive one another. And burden, in simple terms, is a duty or responsibility that you have to carry or deal with. I'm a middle child of six siblings. When I was growing up, my parents provided well for me. People had this image that we had the perfect family. My mom and dad were together until I was about 13 years old. We traveled, we took vacations. We actually just got back from Morocco a couple weeks ago. We dressed well. Everyone wants to say that I was a happy child. However, I often found myself at a loss of how we could love each other so much as a family, yet be at odds with one another. As a young woman today, I've experienced many burdens in my life as well. One that stands out and that I yet still have to pray for is one day, you're with your spouse, you wake up, by 6 p.m., you become a single mother. How are you, who's left to raise this child on your own? Well, finding myself as a single mother for 3.5 years, many questions came to mind. Who could I turn to for help? Who could I ask to watch my child while I went to work Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to about 6:30 p.m.? How could I afford this home by myself? Who could help me with this burden? Well, I thank God for my mother, for Sylvia, for my sister, for my best friends, because I wouldn't be the woman who I am today without them. So, my desire this morning while delivering this sermonette to you is that I can inspire each and every one of you that we need to help each other and enjoy the gift of life that God has blessed us, as well be thankful unto him. As well, my desire is that we all leave knowing that as women of God, we need to be a source of help to one another. Well, here's a story. In the book of Ruth, this is a key example of women bearing one another's burdens. A wife who was also a mother was married to who went by the name of Noemi. She was married to a man named Elimelech. Well, Noemi and Elimelech had two sons, and their name was Mahlon and Chilion. The family was of Bethlehem in Judah, and God told them to go to the land of Moab because there was a famine in the land. Well, Noemi's husband passed away. And after about 10 years, Noemi's husband passed away. However, her sons married Moabite women. One's name was Orpah, the other one's name was Ruth. After they lived there about 10 years, Noemi's sons both passed away. She lost everything. She had nothing to give. So Noemi had prepared herself and her daughters-in-law to return to the land of Judah because she heard word that God had returned to the land of his people. But then she said to her daughters, "No, go back, each of you, to your mother's home. Not my home, your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and me." Well, first they said no. However, Noemi insisted. She explained to them, "Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons? Who could be your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband, and even if I was to get a husband tomorrow and have two sons, are you going to wait for them to grow? Are you going to remain unmarried for them? No." She said, "No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than you because the Lord's hand has turned against me." However, they both cried. They didn't want to leave. However, Orpah kissed her mother goodbye and returned to her land. Now Ruth, on the other hand, she said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn my back on you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. So once Noemi realized that Ruth was determined, she stopped urging her to go. So her and Ruth returned back to the land of Bethlehem together. Over time, Noemi and Ruth's bond became strong. It was very unique. It was a mother and a daughter-in-law. Very unique. Well, then, Ruth was still unmarried. Noemi realized that she had a relative on her husband's side whose name was Boaz. Noemi instructed Ruth, go where Boaz is the overseer. Go work in the fields where he is. And because of Ruth's obedience to Noemi, Boaz noticed Ruth. He was curious about who Ruth was. He realized all the good Ruth had done for her mother-in-law. Well, over time, Boaz and Ruth became married, and they had a son, all because of the obedience that Ruth showed Noemi. Ruth displayed the five qualities that the Apostle Paul mentioned. She showed tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering to Noemi. Ruth never blamed Noemi for the death of her husband. She never saw ungodly things. She kept her faith in God. As well, Noemi showed Ruth tender mercies, kindness, humility, and long-suffering. They uplifted each other. They supported each other despite their burdens. Noemi loved Ruth as her own daughter, and Ruth loved Noemi as her own mother. They kept their faith in God and thanked him for all that he had done for them. They bared one another's burdens, the burden of death. Well, how does that relate to us? And why should we do this? Well, the reason why is because we were chosen by God. And once we do these things, it doesn't stop there. In verses 23 through 25, it continues on to say, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive a reward of inheritance, and for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there will be no partiality. I thank you guys for allowing me to come here before you today. I am very humbled. I am very grateful. And my favorite thing that Pastor Gosen says, well, I close with this. I wasn't born 29 years ago, however, all the time that it stuck with me, I still love the fact when he says, well, I'll close with this. So we must live the life that God has proclaimed for us. We need to be positive people. We do. So I wrote a book called The Energy Bus. There was a man named George. George blamed everything for himself, everybody for everything except himself. George was a negative thinker. And he didn't even know it. One day, George's car broke down. He had a flat tire. Despite his wife telling him time and time again, honey, you need to go get a spare tire for your car, George didn't listen. He said, I don't got time to hear this today. I don't want to hear I told you so. Well, since George's car was broke down, he had to catch the bus to work. Honey said, I got things to do. I got to take the kids to school. I got to go to work. I got lots of things to do. I can't take you to work, George. So you got to catch the bus. Well, once George got on the bus, he met a bus driver named Joy. Joy called her bus the Energy Bus. George got on the bus and sat down. However, Joy wasn't going to accept the fact that George was a down person. She knew that he was a negative thinker. George thought that he would never see Joy again. And little did he know, he was going to be back on the bus the next day. It wasn't just a flat tire. He had other issues with his car. And thanks to the Lord, his tires got fixed. However, if he would have let those tires go any longer, he could have gotten into an accident. Well, as the next day George got back on the bus, Joy began conversations with George. George was very reluctant at first. However, Joy knew what she was doing because it was her bus and she had the energy bus. Over the course of a couple days, Joy gave George tasks on how to become a more positive person. And despite this, George was still reluctant. But it worked. It eventually worked. Despite believing that we have the positive outlook on everything, we invariably weigh the cons first, considering several times before we spare the help. However, to be positive, we need to have the desire. We need to be realistic. We need to try new things. We have to step out of our comfort zones. We need to give off positive energies. We need to surround ourselves with people who are also positive. We need to surround ourselves with other Christians who live the life of Christ. As well, we got to take things easy. It's not so serious all the time. Take a break. It's okay. Well, Galatians 6:2 says, carry one another's burdens, and in all this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. When someone comes to you for help, what may be a burden to them may not be a burden to you. And when you're going through things, it's good to sometimes help others because it can help you get through your own situation as well. And this too shall pass. Your time will come. Well, true light. With all of this being said today, I stand before you. Many of you have watched me grow into the woman I am today. As I stand before you now, God is always with me. I've been there for others. I've forgiven. I've humbled myself. I've patiently waited. I've uplifted others. I've had many love on me and support me and uplift me. I had many of you pray for me and not even know it. However, true life, I've been here for 19 years. And I'm okay. Thank you. In 3 weeks, my daughter and Jada and I, we will actually be relocating to Nashville, Tennessee. So, Jada and I and her father, Justin, we're going to be working on establishing our faith in God and our family in God. Amen. Justin is not here today, however, he's online, so I know he's watching, and I thank him for that. However, we ask for your prayers, your love, and support. And then as well, I hope today that you walk away with knowing that as women of God, we can be everything to each other that God desires us to be. Let us stay in a place where God can use us to help bear one another's burdens. Burdens in this life will come, but they will be the light if we have Jesus' approach. Thank you so much, True Light.